you also have the capability to just fall asleep wherever. Just you might fall asleep right now.
Not wherever.
You might fall asleep right now.
I fall asleep.
Matter of fact, this is a good place to start. Let's start the show right here.
What up?
And welcome back to another episode of Green Knows Best. We're back on the vacation podcast right now. And I wanted to start with me saying that you could fall asleep anywhere, because this podcast right here that you're listening to was supposed to be done like 3 days ago. And this is the third attempt, because the first attempt, we did it in the bed, which was not a great idea.
I told you.
And about a minute and a half in, Stephanie, right next to me, falls asleep right on the air.
Didn't I tell you it wasn't a good idea?
And that's why you said it wasn't a good idea, because you were going to fall asleep?
I said, one, it's not professional.
Nobody cares about professional.
Two, this doesn't look good.
It looked fine.
No, it didn't.
You need to speak up a little more.
It did not look good.
It looked great.
No, it didn't look
good. There and your sunglasses were all comfortable in the bed. I found nothing wrong with it. The only thing that was wrong was that you fell asleep.
Well,
it's not a surprise. No, it's not. Don't be like, oh, because we're laying in the bed. Because you can literally fall asleep like anywhere. You can fall asleep making bacon.
No. I can't fall asleep anywhere. I have to be laying down.
You fall asleep in milliseconds.
I have to be laying down, though. I cannot be sitting up. I cannot be nothing. Like, I have to be laying down. I can't fall asleep fast, but I have to be laying down.
Okay, maybe you don't fall asleep standing up, but you do have fainting spells, which
lately I have
scared me. Mm-hmm. It scared me on this trip. Is this something that is reoccurring? Because I've seen it two and a half times, because I saved you this afternoon from fainting.
It's happened a few times lately.
You were about to faint this afternoon, and I came in and I saved you, and I just threw you right in the bed and said, faint over there. Please do not faint on the ground. We don't need you hurting. And the second time you fainted, or almost fainted, was very creepy, by the way. Because I thought you were joking again. The first time you fainted, I thought you were joking. And then you fell into Dre's arms. And then I was like, oh, whoa. I got all nervous. I started hyperventilating and stuff. And then that's when I found out that you faint. I didn't know that. And the second time was right over there in the kitchen. And you were standing there. And then all of a sudden, you were like a little girl from a Freddy Krueger movie. You're like, you were singing some creepy song.
What?
Yes. No, it was creepy as hell. Yes, you were. That's what I was like. I was sitting here like, what is she doing? I ran over there because I'm like, she is about to faint again. And you almost collided with the microwave. And that's when I grabbed you. I
don't remember this.
You don't remember this at all?
No.
You almost went back into the stove. And I was like, oh. Grabbed you. And then Dre came and saved the day. And then this afternoon, you were going to faint as well. And I stopped it. So this is something that happens lately.
It's been happening lately for the past couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on. But just
we need to get you evaluated.
I wanted a doctor soon.
You should be going to the doctor for that, because you're scaring me. And I'm sure you're scaring Dre.
Yeah, he's good.
You think it's because of the calcium deficiency?
Potentially.
You think that's what it is?
I know that I fainted when I first got diagnosed at 12. That's how I got
diagnosed. So you've been fainting since 12.
This is not normal. That was the last time that I had fainted.
Oh, when you were 12?
Yeah.
And then now you're fainting again.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were 12, you were diagnosed with what, low calcium?
I was diagnosed with my condition.
Of? You don't want to say?
It's too long. You're not going to remember.
It's to say it right now.
Pseudohypoparathyroidism.
What? You give it, don't say it fast.
Pseudohypoparathyroidism.
And that means your thyroid is acting up.
Parathyroid.
What is that?
Basically,
your second thyroid.
Long story short, I have low calcium and low vitamin D, which can
a lot of people have low vitamin D,
which can it's like an autoimmune thing, so my body just does not accept it. So basically, it can affect your heart, it can affect your kidneys, it can affect your bones, and it makes me twitch sometimes.
I saw that you were in the bed and you were convulsing. Like you were being shocked, like you had like Frankenstein or something coming back to life. And I was like, oh, she's joking around again. And then Dre was like, no. And that's when I had to go to Walmart on my own so Dre could stay with you like a good husband. I know you told him to go, but he stayed with you like a good husband. And then you guys ended up having sexual intercourse while I was gone. So it all worked out for everybody. I got a nice trip. You told me you had sex when I was gone. That's what you said that when I came back. You like, oh, you know, I was mad at him for leaving, but then we ended up having sex. It's what you said. Then now you're going to lie on the air. You want to call me a lie? You've been calling me a lie for the last 9 days. And now you want to bold-faced lie to the people? How dare you? That is rude as hell.
Thomas, did you just make all that up?
You had sexual intercourse. And that's fine because you should. I've been going to the gym every day to give you guys time to make coitus.
Do you think that we would have sex every single day?
Why not?
We don't do that.
You're on your period now, though, right?
No, I don't have it yet.
Oh, your pre-period because you've had heating pads on your vagina. And your ovaries. Your ovaries. And I love that heating pad. So hurry up, put it on your pelvis again so I can use it later tonight.
If I put it on tonight, I'm going to fall asleep with it on.
When you fall asleep, can I or can Dre take it off and then give it to me?
Well, I'm guessing that he could do it because I wouldn't tell you to do it.
Of course not. That'd be very odd. So I could use it later.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That heating pad is great. Shout out to your mom.
It is great.
It has herbs and spices. It
smells delicious.
And you love herbs and spices, which we'll get to in a moment. But right now, I would like to talk about this bed over there.
The one that you popped?
No, whoa. Hold on. Let's show the camera. Look at this bed over here. This was, RIP, my air mattress for the last 9 days
that I've been here. Until he just popped it because he was playing with knives. No.
Me and Dre likes to come over while I'm relaxing, while I'm hanging out, and start shit and start horse playing with me. So he came over and, I'm going to grab your ass or whatever the hell kind of freaky shit he was doing. That's what he does because I've been sexually assaulted on this trip many times. I have not been sexually assaulted on this trip many times.
Negative.
Since the day I got here, you guys have been slapping my ass, saying very weird things to me about fucking and all this stuff that is just out of line. And then when Dre put the massage gun on my back, he rolled it down and got me in the ass with it. And then, he stuck the massage gun in my ass, and you're acting like you don't know about that because you were literally right there. And I was like, whoa.
I was on the bed, on the phone with your mom, and all I heard was that he gave you a massage on your back.
It went in my rectum.
Did you like
and what
that?
Also, I did not like that. And what also went in my rectum was your fist, which I thought was your foot. But when I was laying on my air mattress, RIP, I was laying facing the other way, was not looking. And next thing I know, I feel a sharp pain in my rectum. And then you're laughing just like that. You're like, I was like, why did you kick me in my ass? I didn't kick you. I punched you. Why would you do something like that? So I have been assaulted many times in this trip.
Thomas,
now,
you haven't been punched in the ass. Why the fuck would I punch you in the ass?
We said it on Instagram and you admitted it on Instagram.
No,
so
I don't
know what you're talking about. You alluded to admitting it now. Anyway, back to the main story at hand. Dre was roughhousing with me. I was protecting myself. So to protect myself, I pulled out my trusty knife here. Now me and Dre were wrestling with the knife. He took my wrist. He turned my wrist like this. Next thing I know, air mattress,
the fucking bed.
My air mattress gets sliced, and then it's over there dead. And
why did you have to take out the knife for?
Because your boyfriend was assaulting me, and I needed to protect myself.
You couldn't protect yourself with your own hands, you fucking little pussy.
Dre is a big man, he's a large man, and he could take advantage of me easily. So I wanted to make sure that things were even. And now the knife was turned on me, and now I'm not saying I'm small. I'm saying he's bigger than me, okay? Because don't even start with this shit, because I know where you're going to start saying right now.
That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying I'm small. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he's larger than me.
Basically, you're saying you can't protect yourself unless you have a weapon.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I wanted to make it easier.
That is exactly what you're saying.
No, I didn't
because
say.
Because you're literally saying that the only way that you could have protected yourself was with that knife, right?
No, because we fought many times without the knife, and I just felt like pulling the knife out. I wanted to scare him.
Times without the knife, and did you win any of the times that you fought without the knife?
Maybe. I don't know.
You didn't. I don't
anyway,
think so, right? So basically, you're saying that you cannot win without the fucking knife, right?
Dre is
so
a large
basically,
man.
You don't know how to fight.
Okay, is that what I said?
So you can't fight him.
Me and Dre have fought many times.
So basically, the bed is popped because you're fucking pussy, basically.
That's not what happened. We were having fun, and I pulled out a knife, and then it was used on the air mattress. Also, Dre, this is the second time Dre has done something with a knife. He is now banned.
First of all, you took the knife out. You.
Okay, no, well, now we're going to talk about the first time. The first time, you were right there. He was fucking around with me again. Somehow, my knife came out, and he goes, you want to play with knives? So he grabs a knife, Then he grabs another knife, which happens to be, he was just telling me the day before that, this is the sharpest knife in the house. We always cut each, we always cut, I'm cutting my damn self, I'm cutting my hands, cutting my fucking feet with this damn knife. And so he's like, oh, so we just keep it up here so we can have it, but we don't use it. It's so damn sharp. So he proceeds to play with that knife, the knife that you don't even want to cut, you don't even want to use. So he whips it out with another knife in his other hand and starts running towards me with this shit. And I'm scared as hell because I'm like, that's the bad knife. That's the no good knife that they don't even use to cook. And he's gonna sometimes. And he's gonna wave it in my fucking face. So I run.
Why waving your face?
Because
you was behind my girlfriend. Like
no, I was gonna get to that.
That's why.
That's not what you waved in my face. Cause you whipped out the knife before that.
You whipped out the knife before me.
No, okay, but I whipped out a knife. So then you whipped out two knives.
Because you whipped out one knife.
Then I run behind your girlfriend over here like this to protect myself. Next thing I know, like a horror movie, both knives are coming down to the side of my head and they hit and they slice my hood. When if I wasn't wearing a hood, if I wasn't wearing a hood.
Let me see that slicing your hood. If
your hood was sliced, it would have been ripped.
They made contact.
That knife is too strong for it not to rip it.
Let me rephrase what I'm saying. Uh-huh. They made contact with my hood, which then would have sliced my ears if I wasn't wearing the hood. Thank you. So yeah, I would have been severely injured.
Did you throw it away?
No, I didn't touch this
one. I would have been severely injured if the knife would have made contact with my ears. And I am not.
Go to the bottom. Pass me the sponge down there.
Now they're going to do fucking a knife show.
No,
I'm not. They're going to do a demonstration. Oh, if it would have hit the. See, if it would have hit it, it would have cut it. So it would cut this dance. First of all, it's an old ass sponge.
No, this is a brand new sponge.
You're going to waste a new sponge.
Look at this. This is
it. It's like a damn vagina. What the hell is this?
This is what it looks like when it had a little bit of contact with the sponge, okay? If your fucking hoodie would have gotten touched by that knife that we don't use, it would have been sliced.
It did hit the hood.
It would have been sliced.
And he knew it because he felt it.
It would have been sliced.
Let me ask the audience a question. If you see another male run behind your girlfriend with a knife, what would you do?
You're going to slice down like that?
I didn't slice down.
Yes, you did. You went like that. And
also, we're neglecting to talk about the important part. He said that he can't fight without a
fight. That's not what I said. I didn't say I couldn't. Well, I said I chose.
Basically, the only reason why the bed got popped is because you decided to take out that because you pussy.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to slice your boyfriend because he was harassing me. I wanted to scare your boyfriend because he was harassing me, okay? And it ended up going south. And now my bed is ruined and I have to sleep on the couch. But you have a very nice couch. I was just on that and it's very comfortable. And I'm only going to be here for another night, a few more days. I'm leaving on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, you one more day.
It's Sunday.
Well, tonight you're sleeping on it. And then tomorrow you'll be sleeping.
So it's that's not a few more days.
That's a few more days.
No, because this day is over. But then tomorrow.
Okay, fine. A few more nights.
Two more nights. A couple of nights if you want to
whatever,
be technical.
Thomas.
Oh, so I've been here for 9 days and nobody expected me to be here for this long. This was only supposed to be a three-day stay, but I've been here for 9. How do you feel about that?
It's been okay.
It's been okay.
Yeah.
Okay, as in like, and like,
I mean,
time's
you know,
running out.
You complaining about like, you know, food being too much, and you know, this is too
much.
We'll
get to too much.
That's too much. This is.
You want to talk about too much? Let me start with compliments first, okay? Stephanie and Dre are fantastic hosts. One thing I will say about them is the house always smells great because Stephanie's always spraying something. Oh, check out this coconut mix, whatever. She's spraying something. A spray for the hair, a spray for the underarms, a spray for the vagina, a spray for the face. I wouldn't put it past you to have a vagina spray.
That's an infection.
So you're complaining that she's a girl.
I'm not complaining about that. I'm not complaining about that. I said
that's,
the house always smells nice.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I said the house always smells great. She's spraying stuff. He's spraying stuff. They get, both of them have sprays on their bodies, wafting everywhere. And then they get a room spray. And then they go, let me light this candle. That has nothing to do with the spray. It's competing with the spray. But it's okay. Except for last night, when I walk into that room, and I thought I was walking into a freaking gas chamber because you have two gargantuan cauldron-sized candles lit. Lit. No.
Pass me the candles. Pass me the
candles. These two freaking cauldrons. You know, pass us the candles because I want to see what scent those are, because those shits don't even mix. Okay, I walked in the room. I was like, what the hell is that?
All right,
let's see this.
So we have cactus blossom.
Cactus blossom sounds nasty.
It's actually smells good.
No.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it smells good. Smells also, it's 3-wick, but it's not much left, which is why we lit 2 candles. This one is only a 2-wick candle, and this is red berry and oak.
These are freaking cauldrons right here. These are
It's like not pots. That large. This is a regular size candle. It's 2 wicks. It's
okay, but let me ask you a question. Why both at the same time? These are two competing smells.
If you would have listened to
the what you said, because this is almost done, but why don't you wait for this to be done like a normal human
being? This is almost done, so the scent is not as strong. Before
lighting another scent. It's not the same scent. And it,
you're not listening.
And to you me. Bombed.
If you the would room. Have listened to me, the you room would know.
Was bombed. I got out of this so fast. Yeah. I was dry heaving. I was coughing. I thought I had asthma. It was horrific. The smell was raping my nose.
Listen, Karen, it's okay.
Disgusting. It's okay. Now, this is what I'm going to say. So this is what you're talking about, me complaining. Because Stephanie and Dre are just a lot of things they do are just too much. They take things to the next level. They add too much. And my second compliment was the food has been great. Okay, you are a tremendous chef, and so is Dre. You make great chicken, great beef, but you have this habit of seasoning the food a little too much and adding things that don't need to be. Dre's this is Dre. Every time I eat something, Stephanie goes, "What do you think about this?" "Oh, this is good. You know what this can use though? A little bit of a sliced ham, and then you can put an egg on there, and you can put some more. Slap your mom." So it's like, why isn't things good the way they are? Everything got to have another seasoning on it, or like, this got to have 5 pounds more salt on it. Your food is good. Your food is tremendous. But I don't think you need to be adding all this stuff. It's way too much. What are you showing? Your freaking wrist?
I'm showing my skateboard.
Yeah, okay. And what is that supposed to mean? This is a podcast, not a silent movie.
Are you putting it on YouTube?
Yeah, but the people listening can't see. Let me finish what I'm going to say.
All right.
Because this is a perfect antidote to show the audience how insane you two are. I mean, all day, Stephanie goes, "Dre, hear me out. A cake with cookie butter, a brownie, donut on top, wrap it up in flour and batter, that deep fry it." That's how you talk all day. Yesterday you were on TikTok. No, the day before yesterday, you were on TikTok for 2 hours looking at food. I can't look at anything for 2 hours. Maybe just like a show or something, but you have looked at the same consistent thing on TikTok for 2 hours, which was food. It was insane. But anyway, let me tell the audience this, because they're going to agree with me once they hear this. The first day I came here, second day I came here, right? This was when the chicken incident happened. Mm-hmm. Second day I came here. First day I came, I ate Stephanie's chicken in a wrap. Tremendous, amazing, fantastic. I say, "Stephanie, I'm going to Walmart. I'm buying chicken. Make that shit exactly like that. Make it to the T. Don't add another grain of nothing." She goes, "Okay." So we get like fucking 4 pounds of chicken. Like 4 pounds. Okay. Because I'm like, this shit is so good. We need leftovers and leftovers for leftovers. We need a lot. She goes out of nowhere, which is one of my pet peeves, "I'm thinking about experimenting today." I go, "Oh boy. I'm going to marinate this in pickle juice, and I'm gonna cook it in pickle juice." So that's what she decides to do. When everything is going well, just like my mom does, they decide to then experiment with something. And out of all things, pickle juice. So she makes it, that me and Dre come back from doing something, and the house is the house smells like a fucking pickle factory. And I try the chicken, and it was not equal to the last chicken. It was too much. You had slap your mama, this, that, the other thing, and then you needed to add the pickle. Why did you add the pickle? It's too much. Pickle juice. You people are too much.
Pickle juice was, first of all, if the audience hears, I'm sure they'll know.
And then you put sauce on it. Like when you're done, you go, "And I'm going to dip this in some Chick-fil-A sauce." Like, what is enough?
First of all, That was, we were making wraps.
And then you dip it actually in two. So you go, I'm going to dip it in Chick-fil-A sauce and Polynesian sauce while it already has five seasonings on it. I mean, this is
insane. It's a wrap. You put sauce on our wrap. What the fuck?
Okay. Even when it's not in a wrap, it's just like you add sauce to everything.
Okay. I like sauce.
Okay. So why don't you explain yourself?
Okay, first of all, I like seasoning on my food. I don't think that I should have
to. No. Seasoning on your food is different than
No. An extraordinary amount. Let me finish talking because I let you finish talking, so let me talk.
Okay? That is true.
All right. So I like seasoning on my food. I feel like food should be flavorful. I feel like the flavor should be coming at me. Like, I don't feel like it should be like a hint of flavor. I don't think that's okay. I don't think
what is it, 3D?
That's just boring. Thomas talked about seasoning like this, and that's it. I don't think that's enough seasoning.
A little pinch will do.
If I was to season my chicken like that, I would be thoroughly disgusted.
It's not that serious.
Also, let me talk about this. The way that I seasoned my chicken the second day was exactly the same that I seasoned it before. However, I used pickle juice. But we will note that he liked my chicken with all the seasonings that I put on it before.
Before that, yes, I did.
Okay.
But what about the ground beef? I didn't like the ground beef.
I didn't like the ground beef either.
Because it was too much.
No.
It was crazy.
No, it was a taco seasoning.
You got out of hand. I put too much slap your mama.
No, I didn't.
But I will say this.
Why do you always come back to the slap your mama?
Because that's what y'all use.
Everything is, that's what y'all, slap your mama this, slap your mama.
Because that's what y'all use all the time.
We don't even use that much slap your mama.
You use slap your mama on everything.
But very little of it. We use berries on everything. We use salt on everything.
Yeah,
we use
everything. Garlic on everything. We use everything in extraordinary amounts on everything. You don't even know what kind of meat you're eating. Now, let me tell you this.
The thing is that he likes to taste the blood on his beef. He likes to taste the
salmonella
on his chicken.
I don't know if salmonella on my chicken.
Listen.
Oh, so you're making pick a chicken.
Okay, now let me. I did not ever say this on the podcast. I don't think so. I will concede right here. I will tell you that you were right about this one thing.
After you say this story, everybody listening to the podcast.
No.
This is why you can't trust his judgment.
No, because this has nothing to do with seasoning.
This is his cooking in general.
This has nothing to do with
cooking
seasoning.
And you want to take cooking from this guy?
This was an accident.
Cooking lessons from this guy who can't even cook chicken.
All right, anyway, go take a damn shower. Five fucking fragrances. Every day he comes out. Zebedee, which fragrance? You come out with a bucket of fragrances. Season themselves like they season their food. Spray should I use? One spray.
You know smelling me?
Anyway. She's smelling me. Anyway, let me get to this story. Let me congratulate you because you were right about this. I said you were wrong for like a week because I didn't want to embarrass myself. Because I was embarrassed about this. This was a little embarrassing. Okay. So I don't know. When was this? This was December 2nd. That's when the picture says it was. I decided to make a rotisserie chicken a whole chicken for the first time. I've made chicken cutlets. I've made many things, but I've never made a whole chicken before. So I make this chicken and my mom says, put the foil on it for a little bit, but then take it off. Because it's not going to cook right if you do it with the whole time, right? So then I forgot to take the foil off. And I make it, and I'm like, it looks fine. It looks good. Stephanie, what do you think? I'm showing her on FaceTime. She goes, I don't know. It's looking a little pink in some areas. I was like, what do you know? Shut up. You know, you don't know anything. Please. It looks white to me. So I show it to Justin, and he's like, it looks great. Looks awesome. So now confirmation bias. I'm like, I never believe about anything. I don't know why I chose to believe about that. So then I'm like, all right, fine, it's good. So I eat it. It tastes fine, right? I eat a leg. It tastes fine. I go back for seconds and something in me tells me, do not eat another piece of that. I don't know what it was, but it was one of the things that spoke to me and was like, yo, do not eat another piece. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to eat another piece. So I chop it up, put it in the fridge. I send it to Cemetery Girl as like a, look what I did. Like, look at this achievement. My first rotisserie chicken. She was like, I'm expecting to be like, wow, that's cool. Like, you know, look at you. Like, what a big boy you are. Like, your own chicken now. She was like, did you eat that? I was like, what do you mean? Of course I ate that. It was fucking bomb. It didn't taste bad because I seasoned it great with a little salt, a little garlic, a little onion. No sloppy mama, none of that stuff. None of that crazy cake, none of that stuff. And it was phenomenal. But I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, that shit is pink as hell. And I'm like, no, it's not. How could you say that? I don't understand what you're talking about. Meanwhile, so then she goes, I'm going to send you back this picture with all the pink parts circled. This is what it looked like. If you could see, if you're watching the YouTube version. And when I looked at that, I did realize how horrible that looked. So I will have to tell you that you are right. I did undercook that chicken. I'm not saying you can't cook. I'm just saying that you use a lot of seasonings. Right, and
now let's compare.
I think it's very glary. So your phone is mad bright. Turn your brightness down.
Is that better?
Oh, there you go. I'm not saying your food looks bad.
That looks a lot better.
You make a lot. And, you know, you were listening to me. I've been coaching you on how to cook the right way.
For you.
And you've been doing tremendous. Dre, on the other hand, horrible.
I will everything only cook like that for you. I will not cook like that for myself.
Everything with Dre makes is drenched in sauce. You are learning. I'm very proud of you.
Like I said,
you're doing an amazing
only
job.
Only learning for what I'm going to feed you.
Listen, we can agree on what we made this morning, right? What did we tell everybody what we made this morning?
Well, the bacon, I mean, that's easy. It's a very simple meal.
It's not easy. It's that my thought process and your thought process sync together to make a good breakfast. And let's share with the audience what we made.
So I had made him a bagel before with a cinnamon raisin bagel with cream cheese. Like I melted in the microwave and then I put some cinnamon and some sugar in it, and I just put it on top, put it in the air fryer. Great. It tastes like a cinnamon. Anyways, after that he was like, oh, this would be so great with some bacon bits. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like, you know, salty, sweet, that sounds kind of good. I would try that. So anyways, today he went out and he bought the bacon, and I fried it up and chopped it up and put it on top of the bagel. And it was actually pretty good.
It was pretty fucking good. Are you going to eat it tomorrow? Or we don't have
any more bagels.
So if I buy bagels tomorrow, you'll do it again.
I would do it again. Yeah,
we got bacon. Let's go.
That's the one thing we've agreed on in food so far. Because
you're learning. I'm teaching you well.
No.
You're coming over to my side of things.
Let's not do that because I will never come over to your side of things.
Let me tell you this.
I like food the way that I like it. You can sit over there with your little of the that. Like, nah.
Let me tell you this. I've known you and Dre for a long time, but living with you guys for 9 days has been a lot of fun. Has it been fun?
It's been fun.
Are you sure you don't want to kick me out by now?
I'm sure.
Okay. The good thing about us, we're not always in the same room.
Yeah.
I go to the gym. I go outside by myself. We've been having a great time. And some of the stuff I already knew about you, but I can clearly see your addictions like crazy now because I'm faced with them all the time, like your addiction to cookie butter. Okay, if you guys have never had cookie butter, I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying that you guys love cookie butter. If y'all never had cookie butter, you're really missing out because they put me on. It's basically peanut butter, but it tastes like graham cracker. If like peanut butter was made from graham cracker. And these people are absolutely addicted to it. Everything that's on TikTok is like a cookie butter thing or... Dre made a cookie butter oatmeal yesterday that was fantastic.
Oh my God, delicious.
And I saw how much cookie butter. I was like, oh, okay, no more cookie butter. He was putting like tons of cookie butter on mine, just a little bit. But you are probably the biggest culprit of all with it. You are probably the worst with this because you nonstop talk about cookie butter. But then day one, when I came in, I you know exactly what I'm gonna say. Day one when I got here, Dre's like, you want to try this cookie butter? I'm like, hell yeah, finally, after a few years, I get to try it. It was a little more than halfway full. I had a spoon. Dre had a spoon. We licked the spoons, blah, 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 put it back in the cabinet. Next day, Dre, where's the cookie butter? I was like, I don't know. I did not eat that in the middle of the night. Like, don't look at me. We can't find the cookie butter. Maybe, I don't know, a couple hours later, Dre's looking under the bed for something, and there's an empty cookie butter jar under Stephanie's side of the bed.
That's not how it happened, though.
You ate almost a whole jar?
That's not how it happened, though. So
damn!
That's not how it happened, though. So he didn't know. So I told him after he
thinking
said,
of a good lie.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm telling the truth. So he was looking for the cookie butter, and I didn't know he was looking for it because I wasn't paying attention to what you guys were saying. But then whenever I heard that he was looking for it, I was like, oh, the cookie butter is gone. Like, I finished it. And he was like, are you serious? Are you joking? I was like, no, I'm serious. I finished it. And he was like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know you were looking for it. Anyways, he didn't find it. He didn't know. But like days later, this was days later that he had found it. Days later, he was looking for the end of the bed and he found the cookie butter. And then he found the spoon as well. And he was like, are you serious?
I mean, the point of the story is still, you demolished a whole jar of cookie butter on your own. And Dre says he's done this many times. I mean, listen, everybody got their addictions, but you guys are wow.
With Thomas, you can't talk shit because you literally have drank about 7 packs of 12 Snapples this whole trip.
Everybody knows that I'm addicted to peach Snapple. And on this trip, I probably have drunk almost three 12 packs and I came down with like 6. So what is that? So 24.
36. 30, and then plus 6. That is
36 plus 6.
Oh, what is it?
What's 6 times 7? 42. Yeah. Boom. 42 Snapples on this trip, baby, in, I don't know, like 9 days or something like that. I'm just saying it's very fun to see. Snapples. I'm just saying it's fun to see you and Dre in your element. You guys are very cute together. And I need to stay longer because I need to start decoding this language that you guys have. Because I think sometimes I'm sitting watching TV and I'll hear them talking. I'm like, am I in The Sims? And they understand each other, though. That's the crazy. Dre will come out the bathroom, yo, blah, 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 blah. And Stephanie will be like, oh, it's over there. And I'm like, how the fuck did you understand what he said? And then Stephanie will call Dre, blah, 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 blah. I got you right up, babe. I'm like, what did she say? Pass me the water. I was like, that didn't sound nothing like that. But you guys can understand each other's language.
I think you're just not listening.
No, that's not true. y'all will talk very loud. And I'll be paying attention. I'm like, I have no idea what this person just said. And then you'll translate. You're like, oh, he said to grab his phone. Is this a language you developed with each other to so people don't understand what you're saying? Or what is this language that you've created for each other? Or is it just that you both mumble and then but you know each other so well you can understand it?
That one,
that's what it is.
Yeah,
because Dre be talking with his mouth, oh, whoa, whoa, I can understand nothing and you'll understand every freaking word. It's insane. You guys been living together for how long now?
Since March. It's only been a few months.
3 months?
March,
April, May, June. 4 months.
3 months.
Oh, 3 months. Okay. And it's been going great.
Yeah,
you haven't been getting on each other's nerves.
I mean, of course.
But not like seriously, Well, you guys got a lot of good training because you used to be at his house a lot of times and he was in a room.
When I had COVID, I practically was living there.
Yeah, you lived in Dre's room basically. So you guys were like squashed together.
Yeah.
That probably got hairy sometimes.
No, but I was too sick for it to get hairy.
No, I mean, in for like a couple, like a year. You would be back and forth and you would basically be just chilling back in Dre's room.
But that was different because I didn't have to be like, you know, in his room all the time. I could have gone to the living room. I could have gone and hang out with Kiana or whatever.
That's true.
And so, but when I had COVID, I was there for a month and I was just.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
And how was that?
I was sick as hell. I couldn't do anything. Oh, he was the one taking care of me.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So do you guys need a lot of personal space from each other in the house? Do you guys need a little personal? Or what's the dynamic there?
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day. Mm-hmm. Who needs the most personal space, you think? Who was the one that needs the most recharge? I feel like it's you.
Maybe me, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
I think so. You're in the bed a lot with the iPad, relaxing, and me and Dre will be off doing some dumb shit.
But it's because I'm working more as That's well.
True. So you're more, you're more exhausted.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something else these people put me onto, and I'm not complaining about this at all. Chick-fil-A. This is the first time I've had Chick-fil-A. I've been wanting to have it for a few years. And I finally had it. Now, the first time I got swerved, okay? Because we were supposed to go there, but then I was too lazy to go. So whatever. It was like day 4 by then. I'll tell you guys why I haven't left, why I've been staying for 9 days, whatever. It's a whole thing. But so it's like day 4 or 5 now. And it's almost like, I'm kind of like, all right. I think I was like, oh, I'm going to leave tomorrow or something like that. And then, but I was like, all right, so we're not going to end up having Chick-fil-A. So I kind of just forgot about it. I take a nap. I wake up. It's like 2 in the afternoon, like the day before I'm supposed to leave. And I wake up to like Christmas morning, a bunch of Chick-fil-A. I was like, whoa, there's a bunch of Chick-fil-A bags on the counter. It's amazing. And I peek inside to see what's in there. Nothing. No Chick-fil-A, not even sauce. The sauce is all licked out of the damn pack. I can't even trust it. I can't even dip my finger in the damn sauce. Stephanie ordered Chick-fil-A for herself, left me and Dre hungry. Hungry all day. What was the meaning of that?
You guys were sleeping.
Okay, so, I mean, you know I never had Chick-fil-A before, so you couldn't be like, all right, let me give him a nugget when he wakes up. Let me him a nugget. Let me save him a fry. Well, I know you won't say fries, because the interesting thing about you is you eat fries as the main course. You order three fries and a side of nuggets. I never seen nothing like that before. I never seen nobody eat nuggets on the side.
I love fries.
You do love fries.
Also, though, you guys were sleeping, and I just really wasn't thinking about you guys, to be honest, because I had a bad day, and I just
came basically home. Living with you now. You weren't thinking about me?
No, you were sleeping. So I had a bad day. I was just frustrated as hell, and I was like, you know what? Let me get some Chick-fil-A. That'll make me happy. So I ordered some Chick-fil-A, and
That's the face you made. You went like, oh, like, oops, like, Okay, that's rude. Don't, you're not supposed to do that. This is a clean show. You don't stick up the middle finger. Come on, I'm gonna censor you. So that's basically what you did to me. Yeah, you stuck up the middle finger at me when I woke up. You're like, ah, Chick-fil-A, fuck you.
You were sleeping, and so.
But what I'm saying is, if you knew I never had it before, I wasn't
going to wake you up and be like, hey, do you want Chick-fil-A? You said you wanted to save your money. Let me tell you something
right now. If you're gonna wake me up for anything, it should be food. I'll wake right up. You
wanted to save your money,
and then I ended up not, and then I ended up just blowing a bunch of more money than I spent.
But I wouldn't have known that. You told me you wanted to save your money, so I was like, whatever. And
I'll talk about what I spent money on in the moment, because it wasn't just Chick-fil-A. But then we ended up having it, and it is now my favorite fast food place around. Chick-fil-A quickly dethroned McDonald's. Not that it was stiff competition. Mm-hmm. Actually, dethroned Chipotle, because that was my favorite. I spent a lot of money on Chipotle. I spend like $50 sometimes. It's on Uber Eats, I'll get two bowls, I'll get two chips, two guacs, two Cokes, clean it, and I'll fucking air it out. It'll be done.
Damn.
I'll clean that shit out. But now Chick-fil-A is now my favorite. I've had the Chick-fil-A sauce, the Polynesian sauce, which is now in my bag because I had to buy some at Walmart to bring home with me to smuggle back to Utica, because that shit is too fucking good. We cleaned a whole sauce out already in 9 days.
Yeah.
Because y'all put that shit on everything. Now you got me putting that shit on everything. I'll start putting that shit on my eggs. That sauce is good. Maybe not that, but that's something y'all would probably do.
No.
That's something Dre would do.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, you know what would be good? Chick-fil-A sauce on eggs and French toast.
No, I know what he would do.
That's what the house sounds like. This is what Dre and Stephanie's house sounds like. It's either this, Stephanie. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there like, what is going on? And if they're speaking English, it's, oh my God, Dre, hear me out. Chick-fil-A sauce inside of an omelet. So when you cut the omelet, the Chick-fil-A sauce is gooey on the, it goes out in your mouth.
Because if you want to imitate me and you want to act like me,
right,
then at least use things that I would actually eat, please. Because that nasty shit.
Y'all be coming up with some crazy.
I don't even like donuts like that. I don't even like donuts. I don't even think that that's okay to wrap up with a
tortilla. Right.
So let's try something that would actually.
Let me ask you a question.
Like, for instance, the thing that I mentioned the other day was salted caramel apple pie with some brownie bits on top of it, with some like, you know, cookie butter, some whipped cream, and then some drizzled cookie butter on top of
that's
it.
That's so much.
That's
so
good.
Fucking much.
No, it's delicious.
And then you know what's so. I'm glad.
And ice cream.
I'm glad you. So that's apple pie, brownie bits, cookie butter with ice cream, whipped cream, caramel.
No, cookie butter on top.
Yeah, but you said caramel.
No, cookie butter on top.
And caramel.
No, I said a layer of cookie butter and then whipped cream and then another melted cookie butter on top.
You didn't say caramel.
Nope.
But you might as well add it to the damn list. But what was I going to say? I didn't even lose my... So we make a carrot cake right now. You in the audience, you let me know if you're watching on YouTube. Put in the comment section if I'm bugging on this. I bring home a carrot cake for us to make, or for them to make. They make it and... They make it, and I go over to check out the carrot cake, and I notice that the frosting, that the whole, she used the whole jar a frosting on a carrot cake. And I thought that was insane. Am I wrong about that? I thought like maybe half the jar of frosting, the whole freaking jar.
I think you have to see the cake because it didn't even look like it was too much.
That was too much frosting.
It didn't.
That was too much frosting.
It was just enough because it was, I had to make it thick enough so that the frosting didn't like show through the like the cake. So
listen, you can flip your hair all you want.
I was trying to get out my face.
It was too much. Now, speaking of, you talking about doing impressions, right? We haven't talked about this yet, me and you. We were supposed to talk about it before. But how did you feel about the impression contest on the 6-hour special?
Oh, I didn't think that Pastor should have won.
Wait, you don't think Pastor should have won?
Oh, no, I think Pastor should have won.
I'm thought Pastor should have won?
Yeah, I thought Pastor should have won. I thought he did the best. What did you say won again?
Justin. Yeah, yeah. See, I don't know. I think Pastor started off a little on the weaker side.
But Justin's was
it was so-so.
Yeah.
Well, Dre and Mo.
No, they
bombed.
Yeah.
So
I understood where Justin was coming, but I thought
where Pastor, was he coming? Where was he coming?
You're disgusting.
I'm asking you. You said I'm just trying to expound upon that.
Like he did sound like the things that he was saying did sound like things that you would say, of course. Right. But he did not sound like you. And of course, that doesn't necessarily, it depends on what you're looking for in the impression, right? If you want them to sound like you and say the things that you would say, or if you just want them to say the things that you would say. For me, I feel like Pastor started off wonky, but he did say things that you would say and he said them in the manner that you would have said them.
This is true, and it's a big fiasco now. Many people are hitting me up and saying Pastor should have won. You know, I'm getting death threats about this. It's insane. But Justin is the number one winner, and we're gonna have to wait. We'll have to do another impression contest maybe next year, and we can see who wins.
It's okay.
But you were sick that night.
I was.
So you were not able to bring your impression, which I thought you had a great chance of winning. So would you like to do one right now? For everybody,
because I didn't prepare anything.
I've been living with you for 9 days. If you can't do an impression of me by now, you've been doing it all week. Every time That's too much.
Just a little like this, you know, it's the
right. There you go. Wow. Beautiful. I don't think you would have won with that. Let me tell you.
No,
I think,
of course not.
I think Justin got
I
you.
I told you. I didn't prepare. Well,
what would you have done on the show? Because you had one in your mind.
I did.
What was it?
It was the one that Justin did.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Dre had the same idea. I had the same
idea. What were you going to do? Do it now.
I can't.
It was of me getting ready for the show?
Yes.
And barking orders at people?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't even know you experienced that.
Yes.
I thought that was only when the boys were on. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that at all. Let me ask
you
this.
Why are you scratching your head like
Because
that?
I was itchy a little bit. Is that okay?
It was.
I don't have lice. Are you afraid?
Yeah.
Anyway, let me tell you this, because another thing I love about this house is they have a fire stick. I'm going to miss this fire stick. I've been watching a lot of my shows. We watch Love on the Spectrum. You enjoyed that, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forced you to watch it, basically.
You didn't force me to watch it. I wasn't.
I mean, I kind of did. I was like, yo, look at this. Every 5 minutes, check this out. Look at this. Look at that. And she's like, ugh. But then you ended up liking it. So I'm going to miss the fire stick. And one thing I've been watching, which I don't know if I'll get into on this episode, but I've been watching, this is my new genre of, she's already rolling her eyes. My new genre of movies. You already know I like rom-coms and Hallmark Christmas movies. But now I've been watching cheerleader thrillers. I did not know there was this crazy genre of Lifetime movies about like cheerleaders and like them. Like there's Killer Cheer Mom, Cheer Camp Killer, Cheer for Your Life. I watched all three of those because I've been watching. I watched the new season of Cheer. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me because I haven't watched it yet. I watched season two of Cheer, all here, and then I saw all these horror-esque thriller cheer movies. And I've been watching them and I've been having a lot of fun. But this is what I wanted to get to. Okay, so I'm watching Killer Cheer Mom, right? It is the like plainest, like nothing actually happens in the movie. Like nobody even dies, basically. Like people just get like sabotaged, basically, in these movies. Nobody actually dies. As soon as I say the name of it, Killer Cheer Mom, Stephanie goes, oh, I'm not staying for this. I'm going in my room. This is ridiculous. I can't watch things like that. I can't watch people be killed and murdered and slaughtered. I'm like, why all right. I'm like, damn. Like that. Anyway, that's what you sounded like.
No, I did.
You're
not
like, oh, like get out of here. I can't watch this. I'm like, come on. It's a lifetime.
Say, oh, get out of here. I don't even speak like that.
It's a lifetime. You did it with a Spanish accent. I just didn't put the Spanish.
No,
accent.
I don't even.
You were like,
that.
Oh my God, I cannot be here for that. This is crazy.
No, what I said was, okay.
This is loco. I cannot be here.
I said, all right, I'm gonna go to my room. That's all I said.
That's not what you really said, because you're like, I can't. I don't watch stuff like this.
No, because you kept trying to badger me and trying to get me to watch it. That's why I said I'm not watching this. I don't watch stuff like this. I did not throw a fucking fit or a fucking tantrum like that. I don't know why you acting like I did that. Now I am, because you're a fucking liar. Why do you like to lie and make shit seem so dramatic?
Don't escape. You're not gonna escape this, okay? So then
now you're talking about the little girl, huh?
Yeah, I will talk about that. Mm. So then I go in her room, okay, after watching the movie. She's flipping through TikTok, and then she's flipping. She goes, I hear, you know, whatever. And then she goes, I hear, here's a story about a little girl who got a Barbie put on her grave. So I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty interesting. I don't know if Stephanie's gonna like this. I think she's gonna switch immediately. She ends up watching both parts of this TikTok, and it was a horrific story about a girl who was abducted, R-worded, beat to death, and thrown basically in a bag or something, like in a ravine. And you're sitting there watching it like nothing. And I'm like, oh, but you couldn't watch a Lifetime movie called Killer Cheer Mom about her just sabotaging people? Like, what the hell was that about? I hate stuff like that that you watched. Like really gory, graphic, real life stuff.
Why did you go and watch the full YouTube video then?
I didn't watch it. I went to send it to Cemetery Girl. I didn't go watch it. Boom. So you're talking about stuff you don't even know. You're talking about stuff you don't even know. I can do it standing up. I like to stand. Don't kick me in the freaking testicles, because I feel like that's next. She pushed my chair. Now you put, ow.
I was giving you a chair back. You slid
the chair into my ribs.
Such a baby.
What the hell?
Such a baby.
How?
Sit down.
She just slid the chair into my ribs. And then the other day I'm here, I got Dre beating me up and assaulting me and fingering me and all this stuff. And then she's punching me in the ribs. I've been getting abused the whole time. Anyway, so explain why you could not watch some kind of like softcore freaking horror movie, but then you're watching, oh, this girl was beat, slashed, raped, thrown in a ravine, blah, blah, blah. Why did you choose to watch that? But Killer Cheer Mom's way too much.
Because it's different. Because I'm not watching her get raped or.
I don't know if we could say raped on YouTube. I think we have to say R-worded.
Can you not?
That's why I said R-worded the first time, but then I keep saying raped. I don't know if you can. Justin said you can't, but then again, Justin told me my chicken wasn't pink. Anyway, go ahead. Continue.
I didn't see her get any of this stuff. I didn't see any of that happen to her. So I didn't have to picture it.
So you don't picture things in your mind when you hear about them?
Not always, no.
Well, what was the entertainment value in that video?
I wanted she got me when she said somebody put the Barbie doll on her grave. I wanted to know who did it and why.
Right, and we never found out who did it.
No,
actually, because I'm sitting there listening to the shit.
Yeah,
yeah, you got me listening to it. Horrific! It was horrible. This is something you like. You watch. You
watch murder, I just came across
mysteries and things like that.
I just came across it.
It's a very womanly thing to do. A lot of women, yeah, that's like all over. Like you guys like Snapped, and like you know, like all these murder shows. You guys can fall asleep to that.
No,
I don't like that stuff.
I don't like that
stuff at all. I'm not a big fan. Well, let me tell you what I'm a big fan of, okay? We talked about me spending my money, and I spent my money on this exotic food shop that is by Dre's house. And he's been telling me about this for a while, so I've been very excited to go. And we went three times. We went two the first day because our friend Clay came. Shout out to Clay. So we brought him a second time. And then I just went again the other day. And let's tell you what we bought. We bought this cotton candy Faygo, which we agree this is good.
Yeah, it's good.
You're a big fan of the cotton candy Faygo.
I am a fan.
We've been sharing this, and you almost did a cookie butter on me the other day. If I didn't catch it, because I went in the fridge. This was like up here. The first day, this was like up here. We only drank a little bit.
I had a little glass.
And then the other day, no, today. But then the other day,
the fridge was
almost gone. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I didn't know you liked it that much.
Because if I had drank it, I would have let you know. I filled this glass up with ice, and then I poured a little bit in here. I didn't even pour a full.
Let's get to the glass in a second, because we have something to talk about with the glass, and we want to ask the audience something else. We have two questions for you at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned, okay? So we also got this Faygo firework flavor, which I was very excited to try this, and this does indeed taste like the firework popsicle sticks that you get like on 4th of July or whatever. It basically tastes like if you melted that and drank it in a soda. You don't like those though. You weren't a fan. Did you try the soda?
No, I don't want to.
Would you try some right now?
No.
Please try some.
No.
Please try some.
No.
It's for the show.
No.
It's for the people.
No.
It's for the audience.
No.
It's for the people.
No.
You're not going to do it.
No.
You're not going to oblige.
No.
Very rude. So also bought these chunky Kit Kat popcorn, the popcorn flavored Kit Kats, which this was banging. Me and Dre loved these, and I went and bought like two more of them after the first day because I got to go home with a few of these. Now, this is where things take a dive and a turn for the worse. Am I wrong? Lay's Sushi, which saw this and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
I don't know why.
There should be an ass on this picture instead of a sushi roll because that's what it tastes like. It tastes like ass. Right, Dre?
I didn't know that you had eaten ass. It's a new...
Okay, I've said on this show already that I have not eaten ass, but I would eat ass.
Okay, but
I said it in a negative sense.
Tastes like ass.
Okay, but I mean negative. Like,
to me, this tastes like rotten fish.
Is what it tastes like?
Yes.
Maybe it was rotten sushi. Maybe, did it say rotten on here? You can't read it. It's another language. Maybe it's rotten sushi flavor. I ate it, and like I liked it at first for like a second, and then I said, oh, this is bad. I gave it a 1. Dre liked it for like 5 chips. And then said it was horrendous.
Yeah, I liked it a little bit. And then as I kept eating it, it just got worse and worse. So,
and how was your reaction when you...
I was disgusted, thoroughly disgusted. I took one bite and I spit it out immediately. And I went to go gargle with water. And then I used Listerine because that shit was disgusting. And I still couldn't get the taste
out of it. You immediately hated this.
Yes.
Yeah, it was not good. But we have an extra one here that I'm going to bring to my friend. And we don't want to tell them that it sucks. They don't listen to the show, so it's fine. They won't know. But maybe they will. I don't, hopefully not. And I believe...
When are you going to bring it to them?
I don't know yet. But they won't listen. They won't listen to the show. Anyway, so check this out. What else did we get? We got those mango juices.
That were not good.
Yeah, you did not enjoy those. I thought they were fine. You liked it.
After
you liked the mango juice?
Okay, it wasn't.
It was. We got them for free. They hooked us up.
Yeah. And we also got the straws that you
like. Oh yeah, we got these grape and rose flavored straws. Did you like that?
Yes,
yeah.
I liked it.
I didn't like that at all.
Oh, good.
That I tried for 2 seconds and I was like,
you got those for free?
Yeah. No, I bought those.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Those are good.
You like those?
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat
the rose one was good. He's already up.
Well, the rose one, that was the rose one. It was rose and grape.
Oh, gotcha.
And actually, I forgot. I said a friend. These are for cemetery girls, so don't tell her that they suck. This is, she likes sushi flavored chips.
I don't speak to her, so.
I know, I just forgot. I said a friend, but I forgot she's a friend of the show. So I just gave her a shout out again because I mentioned her earlier in the show. So what was I going to say? That was the only, I think that was all that we had from the exotic shop. Hopefully I have enough self-control not to go back one more time to get those pickle chips because you did put me onto pickle chips as well. And I did like that. Didn't think I would like pickle chips. The Lay's pickle flavor, which they also have there, but they also have it at Walmart. So we might as well just get it there instead of getting it.
Those are different though. Those are like ruffled.
Yeah, those are extremely crunchy.
And they also might be like more flavorful. Who knows?
But more expensive.
They probably will be like $2 more expensive because a Faygo is actually like $1.50 or something like that. And we paid $3 for that.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. So speaking of Walmart, this is where we're going to wrap up the show.
Good.
Also, it's good because Stephanie's yawning. Yeah. We have two questions for you. The first question. Oh, no. Let's get to the glass first, because that was what we were just talking about, too. We were talking about the glass. I don't want to forget that. I took out a glass today to pour a Faygo in there. And Stephanie asked me, did you wash that glass again?
Rinse.
Did I rinse the glass again when I took it out of the cabinet? And I was like, did you not wash it? And she was like, yeah, I washed it, but you got to rinse it again. Why do I have to rinse it again?
because you're putting it away in a closed space that accumulates dust, obviously. Even if you clean it, no matter how often you clean it, there's still going to be dust. Dust accumulates everywhere. So you just have to, rinse it. It doesn't take you that long.
Those dishes, those glasses were literally just washed. They were spotless. There was no dust on them. I do not understand this theory you have. I call my mom. We never did this in my house. I don't know anybody that does this.
Your mom also seasons chicken the same way.
No, she doesn't. I did not. Actually, my mom and dad are great cooks, and I do not take after them. So
she uses salt, boom. Pepper, garlic powder. No,
she uses sofrito and all that.
She told me how much she uses. She said salt, pepper, garlic, and a little bit of white wine vinegar. That's what she said.
On the chicken.
That's what she said.
She also made peanut butter chicken one time, and that was okay. Oh, now you want to give a face like, oh, that's nasty, but freaking pickle chicken?
Yeah.
Get the hell. You people use peanut on Thai food, and that's fine. People enjoy that.
But the pickle is just supposed to make sure that the seasoning is on the inside of the chicken as well.
Are you talking about Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, we talk about Chick-fil-A. What's wrong with what?
They also marinate their chicken in pickle.
They do.
Well, they do it, I guess, well, or they don't. I don't know what they do, but they do it different. You didn't do it the correct way then, because when the Chick-fil-A does not even smell like pickles.
When we walked in the house, I thought we were in a fucking dill pickle factory.
What'd you say?
I said, you know that I did it.
So do you or do you not put it down in the comment section? Do you rinse your glasses again when you bring them out of the cabinet? Because I've never heard of this, never done this, never will do this. It's ridiculous. This is some real like OCD shit right now. And I like being as clean as the next guy. Okay. But that seems a little extreme. Extrema. Is that how you say it in?
I don't think that my level of clean and your level of clean are the same.
My level of clean and your level of clean are the same. It's just that the glass thing is where we don't mix.
No, it's not. The level of clean is not the same.
Because like literally you're like, oh, you're like literally like, oh, dust. Like you don't even inhale. It's not that much dust.
Do you clean your chicken?
Yeah, I clean my chicken.
No, you actually don't. You don't clean your chicken. Exactly.
Anyway.
How often do you wash your hair?
I wash my hair like every 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. So, so our level of clean is not the same.
Listen. The glass thing is a little crazy though. Okay. Because you're talking about dust. You don't see the dust. You inhale dust all the time that you don't even know about. You inhale all kind of shit in the air. The dust's not going to do anything to you. It's not even that much. The glass is not dusty. If it was a dusty glass, then you'd have a point. But it's not.
How the fuck would you know if it was dusty?
Because you're I can see it.
You're blind.
I can see. Let me show him a freaking glass from your thing right now. What are you talking about? This is dusty? This is dusty. That's dusty. Yes.
You can even feel it. I can see it. Can you guys see?
It'll dust on
that. First of all, give me the glass. Let's not break it.
It's already broke like three.
You can see the dust in there.
Ain't no damn dust on that shit. You can pour a Faygo in there right now.
No, I wouldn't.
What the hell are you talking about? Listen, you let us know what you think about that.
All right.
And now the grand finale. The same way Joel Osteen starts with something funny, we're going to end with something funny. Because Stephanie called Dre in the middle of our trip to Walmart, or at the end of our trip to Walmart, to tell him a joke out of nowhere. I've never seen a phone call like this. It was just to tell him a joke. It's cute. It's fine. No, not throwing shade on the phone call. So what I thought it was one of the worst jokes, if not the worst joke I ever heard in my life. And then I countered with my own joke, which you said was not funny. So we're going to tell the jokes right now, and we're going to let the audience decide who had the better joke. So why don't you tell the audience what was so important? You could not wait for Dre to go home and tell him this joke. You're like, Dre, okay, listen to this. Like in the middle of us coming back from Walmart, tell the audience what was so important and how funny this joke is.
It was a corny little joke, but it was still funny. It was a hee hee ha ha moment. But anyways, basically this girl on TikTok was like, what do you call someone who doesn't fart in public? And then she said, a private tutor.
Ooh. Yeah, you smell great, Dre.
Thank you.
You put 5 gallons. You only put
one thing on.
Put 5 gallons of freaking cologne on.
No, I put body spray on. My body spray is pretty strong.
Okay, anyway. So this is my joke now. This is a joke I countered with. Oh, Lord. Get a little PDA on the show. All right, you ready for mine? Here we go. Mine is a little longer. It's a little more complex than yours. Yours is very simple. Dracula walks into a bar and he asks the bartender for a cup of hot water. The bartender gives him the hot water and Dracula, do not yawn during my joke.
Sorry, that was bad.
Rude as fuck. Dracula pulls out a tampon from his shirt and dips it in the water. The bartender goes, excuse me, I don't mean to pry, but I thought vampires only drank blood. And Dracula goes, I'm making tea. Because it was a used tampon.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes.
So it would disperse into the water, creating a tea with period blood. Ba-doom-ts. What do you think of that?
All right, your execution was much better that time than it was the first time.
Yeah, oh, because I totally forgot the joke when I said the first time. I was like, well, I had to Google
that's
it.
That's why it wasn't funny at all.
So you're saying my joke is funny now?
It's better.
It's better now, but you didn't laugh.
No, but I think it was clever. Okay,
thank you. So you let us know in the comment section which joke was better.
What about the one the little girl said?
Yeah, say the other one. This is the one. This is your joke. This is not mine. This is another TikTok invention.
So this little girl said, so what does the cow do on a Friday night? And everybody said moo, but no, that's not the answer. It's go to the movies. That's a knee slapper.
Wow. Seems like a great place to end the show. I did say that I was going to say why I hadn't gone home already. It's a very quick story. Every time I made a ride, I wasn't able to get home, and I finally got my ride. So, and then every time I was going to make a ride, they didn't answer the phone. I couldn't get home. And then we missed a ride the other day. So now I will finally, we missed a ride yesterday. So I've been here for 9 days, and now I'm going to finally go home and do what I got to do. So, Stephanie, thank you for coming on the show. It's been amazing living with you. I may end up staying for another month. Who knows? Would you like to say something, Dre? You're rubbing. What are you rubbing on you now? Lotion. What kind of scented?
Unscented lotion.
Scented thing are you?
I just need to lotion my body.
Okay. What would you like to say?
You seem like you have. You said thank you to Stephanie.
Thank you very much, Dre, for having me. We play pool. No, not right now. We play because we're not going to do that right now. It's not appropriate for this. It's not appropriate for this. We did play pool for the first time. Me and Dre. I didn't tell the pool story. We're going to have to save that for another show. We did play pool, though, for the first time, and it was a lot of fun. So you could find us at Gritty Knows Best on YouTube. Go to the Gritty Knows Best Instagram when we post little things here and there. And that is pretty much all the plugs. Hopefully, I'll be home soon so I can go get back to my life, even though this has been fun.
Yeah.
And I'll see you on the next show. Peace and love.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
See you next time.